This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1999. Can Michelle learn to love olives? I don't know that she can. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we answer a listener question. What is the difference between I don't know if and I don't know that? In this episode, you'll learn that there is a subtle difference. Plus, find out if Michelle's taste for olives is evolving.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay. You know what? I don't know if I can record for very long today. Sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, we'll figure that out then. We'll make some plans to come back together another time.
Just kidding. I can record for a while. Guys, we've actually been recording already. This is
Yes.
We're having fun. So, Lindsay, today we have a listener question. It goes back to something I just said to you. This is from Ricardo Scotto. And this is a good one. And Ricardo gives me some advice on olives.
Olives. Oh, right. Ricardo probably heard that you hate olives.
And right.
I'm excited to see what Ricardo said to us. Can I read the question then?
Yes, please.
All right. So he says, congratulations on your wedding. I guess he's talking to me because I got married last summer. Loved how you casually mentioned it as if it were just another weekend spent hiking. A plus for understatement. Thank you, Ricardo. Maybe, just maybe, I have a solution for Michelle's problem with olives. Olive ascalone. What is that, Michelle?
I don't know. I didn't. Well, Ricardo gave me a link and it looks good. I mean, I would like to try them. I will give them a try, Ricardo.
I wonder if it's like a tapenade kind of situation where the olives are all mashed up. And Michelle, you're really missing out on such a big part of life. Olives. I mean, you got to get into it. You really do. Yeah.
Well, maybe Ricardo is helping me out here. So I will give those a try, Ricardo. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, he says they are simply addictive. I could eat them around the clock. Since I live quite far from Ascoli Piceno, he must be from Italy, I have to settle for the frozen version. You can buy it in supermarkets, but they are delicious nonetheless. Okay.
I love how I just want to say, like, Ricardo, you're I love how you write. Like, I like how he said A plus for understatement. I love how Amazing. He said I could eat them around the clock. Like, that's pretty
I
cool.
love it. I want to meet Ricardo. So
I
cool.
do too. I it's so much more interesting than just saying like, oh, I could eat them all the time around the clock. I love it.
100%. I love it when our listeners take things they learn on the show or learn elsewhere and really create interesting English, which yes. just builds that connection, builds your personality. So right. Michelle, maybe our next Allers English trip will have to be to Italy.
Right? Oh, that would be great.
But you'd have to eat the olives. You would That's have to.
Right. All right. I'll do it.
All right. Here we go. So here is Ricardo's question, right? I like your question-based episodes very much. And so here's mine. Is it my impression or natives say, I don't know that much more frequently than I don't know if. To my Italian ears, only the latter sounds correct, but I know they both are correct. Is there perhaps any difference that I'm not aware of? Mm. Ciao. Love it. Love ciao.
Yes. Love it too. Yeah. Great question. And thank you again for the olive tip. I will try those olives. I will. So I don't know if, and I don't know that. So Lindsay, in the beginning of the episode, I said to you, I don't know if I can record for very long today. So yes. Here I'm like, doubtful, right? Like I'm uncertainty. And that's basically what this is expressing. So we're going to talk more about that and the difference today. But guys, just another fun one dealing with grammar is episode 1942. Come along and learn how to use this English preposition. So that's a good one to listen to as well.
Yeah, for our listeners, guys, we love getting your questions. Ricardo said he loves these kinds of episodes. We love doing them because we know it's what you need. So send us your questions, especially your grammar questions. We want to do more grammar episodes this year, right? Into the 2000s, because our next episode, by the way, is episode 2000.
Crazy. Wow.
So excited for that. So anyways, guys, send in your questions and hit follow on the All Ears English podcast. Don't forget, we also have another show called Business English podcast, right? Michelle, what do we talk about over there?
Oh my gosh, that is such a great, fun show, if I do say so myself. I mean, we are talking about very specific business scenarios. It could be things for like grammar at work. It could be presentations. It could be about job interviews, looking for jobs. It could also be like about fun social situations or things that might come up in the workplace. So this is huge, guys. So you really want to listen over there.
Yeah, our philosophy on business English is that you need formal, informal, and semi-formal English. You know, the old way of teaching business English, Michelle, I think is just formal, just being a robot at work. And that's what the websites might teach you, but we teach you how to be a human being at work and be professional when you need to, but connect in a more informal way when it's appropriate. Right.
Exactly. So definitely listen to that. So I don't know that. Let's go with that one first. I don't know that. I don't know that I will have time to visit you if I have to pick up my car first.
Okay. Yes. So are you here essentially saying I won't have time to visit you?
If, okay. All right. Well, okay. Hold on for a second. What if we say, I don't know if I will have time to visit you if I have to pick up my car first. So both are correct, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, you can say both. There's just a slight difference in what we're implying. Right? Mm-hmm. Would you say so?
Yes. I mean, first of all, are you more inclined to use one or the other? Because Ricardo says he thinks he hears native speakers say, I don't know that more often. So do you agree or you think it depends? And we're going to get more into the difference.
Well, I think I use if more, to be honest. I don't know if I'll have time to visit you if I pick up my car first. I think sometimes they can actually be interchangeable.
I think so too. So like, we're going to talk about a little bit of a difference, but I agree with Lindsay. Let's just do this other one. Could you read these two examples, Lindsay?
Sure. Here we go. I don't know if you want me to come to your party. I don't know that you want me to come to your party. I feel a difference there though.
I feel a difference there too. So I feel like the first one is a little bit more hopeful than the second one, right? Like, oh, I don't know if you want me to go, but if you say, I don't know that you want me to go, right? Like, I think it's because with if, I could hear someone saying, I don't know if you want me to come to your party or not, right? It's almost like you can hear it. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a possibility. We don't know. But for the second one, it sounds a little bit more negative, like a little bit more doubtful.
Yeah, like the second one might come after a series, like a little conversation you've had with the person. And let's say, Michelle, you're the one that wants to go to the party. I'm hosting the party. You keep asking questions about when the party is, and I keep avoiding those questions. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you're just okay, I don't know that you even want me to come to your party. Mm. You're saying to me, I think you don't want me to come to your party.
Right. Right. So I think it's a little bit more negative.
For sure. I love that. Mm-hmm. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Okay, Michelle, but let's dig deeper into this.
Yeah. And the other one, just to go back a second to for the car one. So like, I don't know that I will have time to visit you if I have to pick up my car first. I don't know that. To me, it sounds like there it's very unlikely. But if you say, I don't know if, if you say, I don't know if, then.
All right, Michelle. So can we get a few more examples here? Get into this a bit deeper.
Do it. Let's do it. Okay. So again, so we're kind of giving examples of the same sentence, but with that one word changed and what that does. So in this one, it's, I don't know that I want you spending all our money on this car, or. Yeah. I don't know if I want you spending all our money on this car. So what do you think?
Yeah, the if feels a bit more like I could be convinced. And the first one, I don't know that I want you spending all our money on this car. That's kind of giving more of a declaration and instruction. I don't want you to spend all your money. Now, it's a subtle difference, though. It's really not black and white.
Right, exactly. And there can be times where either one is okay. But if we're looking, I mean, I think it's important, really, you know, that we try and answer this question that Ricardo asked, because, you know, he's saying that he hears one more than the other. I don't necessarily, that's interesting, because I don't know that, Lindsay, you said you're more likely to use if.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's hearing that more. Yeah, maybe he's hearing people say, I don't know that song. Like, I don't know, you know, like in a different context or something, pointing to something. I'm not sure. But I know in my personal flavor of English, I tend to use if more.
Yeah.
Because the reason is because if I'm going to say, I don't know that I want that, I would rather say, I don't want that. I don't think I want that.
Right. You might just say it in a different way. Like, I don't want you spending money on all our money on this car.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it might be the personality of the people you're talking to, Ricardo. They might be a little more indirect. But who knows? Or it might be a translation. If people are translating from their native languages, it could be a lot of things.
Right. It is. So let's do one more example and then we'll do a role play. So here we go. I don't know if she could babysit on Tuesday.
Okay. Or... So it sounds like you're going to go find out if she can.
Right.
Versus, I don't know that she could babysit on Tuesday. And my intonation is even different there, because I'm basically saying, I don't think that's going to work out. She can't babysit on Tuesday. I'm pretty sure she can't.
Right. So it's just a more negative feel, like more doubtful that something can happen. Whereas if is more, like you said, could be convinced. Maybe it's possible. Maybe I have to ask. So any other thoughts on this, Lindsay?
Yeah, I just think this is subtle. So it's a really good question from Ricardo. I don't want our listeners to get stressed out. Guys, don't get stressed out about this. Just listen for patterns and try to get a sense if you see what we see here, which is that generally, I don't know, that tends to be a bit more leaning towards the no, and if leans more towards the question.
Yeah, that's a great takeaway. I mean, I think that is, you know, kind of that's pretty much the key that we want you to walk away with today. So let's do a little role play and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So here we go. So here I am your coworker. So
okay.
Are you free to, let me start over. Are you free today to meet?
Ooh, I don't know that I have time. Can we do tomorrow?
I don't know if the meeting room is free, but I'll ask. And that's the perfect, this role play shows exactly what we've been saying, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, are you free today to meet? And you said, I don't know that I have time. So you're basically saying, I don't have time.
Right. If I had said, I don't know if I have time, that would have been fine too. But it's possible then that I might say, I don't know if I have time, but let me get back to you. Right. Like it's possible. But you could also say, oh, I don't know if I have time and like make the decision, like, let's just do tomorrow, you know?
Right. Like what you're saying here. So this is an asterisk to the broad rules we've given you, Ricardo, and our listeners. Sometimes saying, I don't know if I have time also could lean more negative. And you're saying I don't have time. Right, Michelle? So
right.
That's why it's subtle. And it's really, you have some choices here. You have some latitude. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. And then what about this next part? So I don't know if the meeting room is free, but I'll ask.
So that's perfect. So there's a question mark. Is the meeting room free? We don't know. We're going to ask. So you're not saying the meeting room's not free. You're saying I'm going to find out if the meeting room is free.
Yeah. Right. Right, right. Exactly. So again, guys, these are almost identical and there are times when they just may completely be interchangeable and don't stress out about it. Like Lindsay said, like, don't, you know, connection, not perfection. You don't want to be sitting there saying like, oh, I don't know if, or I don't know that. And then like miss the whole thing, like miss the whole moment. But we did give you a key difference that if you are looking for it, you can find for the most part. But again, it could be that both are just fine in either situation.
Yeah, this really comes back to connection, not perfection. Like you said, Michelle, never, ever, ever let a connection moment go by while you're sitting there trying to come up with the right grammar. That is the opposite of what we teach, right? We never want to imagine you guys in that situation. So we avoid that at all costs. So just grab the one that feels right in the moment and make that connection, make those plans to deepen the relationship. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But this was such a great question. And I like talking about it. And Ricardo, thanks again for the tip on the olives. I'll let you know what happened.
Let us all know how your journey with olives progresses, Michelle. We want to know. Hopefully you'll come around and find the olives that you like.
I hope so. I hope so too, Lindsay. Have a good day and I'll talk to you on episode 2000.
I know it's coming up soon, guys. Do not miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'll see you there, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.